Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We are watching some breaking news right now in Apex with a crash on US 1 northbound right around the 55 interchange. I'll show you how to get around these delays.
And it will be a warm day, but also we'll see low humidity and breezy conditions this afternoon, which means high fire danger. I'll show you what you can do to reduce that danger.
First Lady Jill Biden will be landing at RDU in a few hours. Coming up, why she's making a stop in the Triangle today.
And two more teams have secured their ticket to the big dance. How Wagner College survived Howard for the chance to face UNC in the first round of the NCAA tournament. What a win that was for them last night. That was so exciting. We'll have the highlights coming up. Thanks for joining us on your... Wednesday?
It is.
Yep, Michelle McConaughey.
It is. First full day of spring. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for spending the early part of your day with us. We had a nice sunrise going on here. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. So dry out there. We have to be worried about some of the wind also.
It definitely makes it feel comfortable when we have the low humidity, but when we add the wind to it, especially this time of year, we tend to see high fire danger. So what you can do is just put off any outdoor burning for a few days until the pattern changes a little bit. We take a live look at Warrenton this morning. Nothing but sunshine. We're seeing that all across the viewing area. Our temperatures this afternoon will be warmer, but it's a cool start this morning. Temperature around 50 degrees in the Triangle. Our wind coming out of the southwest will help to pump up our temperatures as we get into the afternoon. Our winds right now, anywhere from 5 to 10 miles per hour. We will see some breezy conditions a little later this morning. Gusts up to around 15, and this afternoon gusting 20 to 25, maybe even every now and then up to 30 miles per hour. There's some 30s on the map this morning. 36 in Roxboro and South Hill, 37 in Clinton and in Goldsboro, and then elsewhere in the low 40s. It's a chilly start. It's coat weather in my book. But that southerly wind will bring the warmth in today. 63 at lunchtime. We'll see a high of 72. We're still looking at a good chance for rain for parts of Friday and parts of Saturday. We'll go over the timeline coming up, Brian.
802 right now, Elizabeth. We've been following a crash on US 1 northbound in Apex for the last little while, but some good news. It looks like that crash is mostly cleared at this point, right around the Highway 55 interchange. You can see traffic flowing freely in both directions out there, but we are seeing some backups still lingering between 540 and the 55 interchange. So if you're coming in from the New Hill area there, the backups on US 1 northbound begin around 540. If you can pick it up from 55, you're on the other side of all of that. It's a smooth ride right now, heading through Cary all the way up toward I-40 in Raleigh. We're looking a little better on the Beltline this morning after some big backups earlier because of a crash on 440 westbound right around the Wake Forest Road interchange. It looks like there may be a second crash there just before Capitol Boulevard, contributing to at least some of this from 87 through New Bern Avenue, about a 13-minute backup overall. If you can pick up 440 westbound from Capitol, you're on the other side of that and in good shape heading out toward Glenwood Avenue. All new at 803, a crash creating some problems over on the west side of Raleigh, Hillsborough Street at Gorman Street. Getting reports that there may be some lanes blocked out there. Not seeing big delays at this point, but certainly something to keep in mind out by the NC State and Meredith College campuses. We'll head to Garner with an earlier crash on 401 northbound around Purser Drive. The crash is cleared. The delays, though, are lingering between 1010 Road heading up toward Old Stage Road. Good news is that Old Stage is looking a lot better. So once you pick up 401 from there, you're in good shape heading on into Raleigh. About a 7-minute delay overall on the northbound side of 401 heading from Fuquay into Garner. Still watching some delays on 40 westbound right around the 42 interchange. Not getting any indications of a major crash out there. Looks like that may be construction related. And 885 is getting busy in both directions there in Durham. So you need to allow some extra time through that area. Remember, if you're heading out right now, you can listen to us on the radio with our live news, weather, and traffic updates at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thank you, Brian. Following some breaking news this morning, a driver is in custody after hitting an off-duty deputy's car late last night. It happened at a construction site on I-440 near the Ridge Road exit just before midnight. Raleigh police tell us the Wake County deputy was parked with emergency lights on when a woman rear-ended that deputy's car. The deputy was taken to the hospital as a normal precaution but was not hurt. The driver, 32-year-old Elizabeth Myers, was arrested and charged with driving while impaired. Sheriff Willie Rowe says this is a good reminder to move over when you pass an emergency vehicle.
First Lady Joe Biden is visiting the Triangle today. She'll be in RTP to talk about a new women's health initiative. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is at RDU this morning. And Kelsey, it's all part of a new push from the Biden administration into research.
Jeff, it is, and the First Lady's plane will be landing here in a few hours. She's going to be headed to the RTP area to give a speech later today. This is a look at the last time the First Lady landed at RDU back in January. She was here for a campaign fundraising event in Raleigh. Today, she will speak about a White House initiative on women's health research. On Monday, President Biden signed an executive order. It will prioritize funding and research for women's health issues like menopause, arthritis, and heart disease. It will also target issues specifically affecting women in the military. The First Lady will also visit Arlington, Virginia today ahead of her visit to the Triangle. We'll have a crew here at RDU standing by awaiting her arrival. You can live stream her landing and her speech today on WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live at RDU.
And the First Lady's visit comes ahead of a visit from President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris next week. The countdown is on for the 2024 presidential election. WREL conducted an exclusive news poll just after the primary. 50% of likely voters said they would back Donald Trump, while 45% they would support Biden. Just 5% of voters say they were undecided. And you can find more results from our exclusive WREL news poll on the NC Capitol section of WREL.com.
A candidate backed by former President Donald Trump is the winner of Ohio's Republican Senate primary. Bernie Moreno was the winner in a three-candidate field in yesterday's vote. Trump endorsed him in December and headlined a rally for him last weekend. Moreno will face Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in the November general election. The result of that race could help determine control of the Senate.
Parents of Wake County school students can now expect to get information sent home about how to safely store guns. The school board approved the launch of a new public awareness initiative last night. New law enforcement officers from cities and towns across Wake County stood in solidarity to show support for the campaign. And parents say this is an important step toward preventing tragedies.
And the more education that we can get out to our families, out in the community about proper gun safety is so important.
Parents will get information several times each school year about how to properly store weapons and the legal consequences they may face if they don't. That information will be shared through newsletters as well as in emails and through special events.
You know, only two of the first four get to move on in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and now we have that answer. This was the nightcap. Colorado State ran away from Virginia. The Cavaliers struggled from the floor all night, scoring only 14 points in the first half. Colorado State got the big win, 67-42. So the Rams win the honor, playing Texas tomorrow in the first round. And we now know who UNC will play in their first round game tomorrow. The Seahawks from Wagner College get that bid, moving on in the opening game of their tournament. They held off a late comeback from Howard University. In fact, look at this barrage here. Howard had 3 three-pointers to try to tie the game in the final seconds, but missed them all. Wagner escaped with a 71-68 win, and they'll play the Tar Heels, number one seed, tomorrow in Charlotte.
Breaking news, the next Mega Millions jackpot will be nearly $1 billion. The lottery announced about 3 o'clock this morning that no one matched all the numbers in last night's drawing. The top prize for Friday's drawing is now $977 million. Those winning numbers on your screen, 24, 46, 49, 62, and 66. The Mega Ball was 7, the Mega Plier was 2. The next drawing will be Friday night at 11 o'clock on WREL. And a huge Powerball jackpot. Jackpot also up for grabs tonight. No one hit it during Monday night's drawing, so tonight's jackpot is $687 million. You can watch that drawing on WREL at 11 p.m. Coming up, more trouble for Boeing and an exclusive NBC News interview. The head of the FAA shares the concerns he observed after he visited the Boeing factory.
Plus, it's probably the most expensive bill you get each month, your mortgage or your rent. But President Biden is promising to lower that housing bill. How he is planning to do that is just ahead.
Lots of sunshine today, but becoming breezy this afternoon with some gusts 20 to 25 miles per hour. That increases our fire danger for today, but it also brings in some warmer temperatures. I'll show you what to expect later today coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now. Let's take a live look at the Southern Pines Longleaf Golf and Family Club right there, bathed in blue skies and sunshine right now, but I don't know. It's a little chilly out there. We're trying to bump those temperatures right now. We're going to get there at a certain point today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with more looks around our viewing area.
It definitely is gorgeous, isn't it? Gosh, Southern Pines looks so pretty. We're looking at blue sky at every camera we have. Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and plenty of sunshine right there at our newsroom in Fayetteville. The next system rolls in Friday. That's when our skies will begin to cloud up. This is going to be a coastal low, so it's going to form down off the coast of Florida and move up the coastline. The new computer model runs are in with even more rain, especially closer to the coast. There could be 3 inches there. We're likely to see rain beginning around midday, early afternoon on Friday and lingering through Saturday. Yesterday, it looked like it may move on out for Saturday, but it's looking more like it's going to slow down just a little bit. Here's a look at what's happening right now. Our wind is shifting to southwesterly. It's going to warm up our temperatures a little bit today to low 70s. And then this front moves in overnight tonight. That's going to drop our temperatures back again for tomorrow into the low 60s, but no rain along with that one. So let's jump ahead to Friday. This is where it gets a little more interesting. We start to cloud up Friday morning. We'll likely see a few rounds of showers that begin right around lunchtime, but really filling in around the middle of the afternoon. Now, our new runs of the computer model, which are the high-resolution runs, only go to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but we'll be able to take it all the way out to 8 o'clock during our noon newscast, so check back then. And then tomorrow, same story. We'll get to add Saturday to it, and I'll be able to show you when that rain is likely to taper off. This version of the computer model is our long-range model, and it's just a little less defined, so it's a little harder to tell exactly when that rain is going to ease up, but it definitely shows some heavier rain late Friday night into the first half of the day Saturday. We'll pause it there at lunchtime. You can see it starts to taper off a little bit from the Triangle area west, but we still have a little green that lingers into the late afternoon and evening. It does look like we'll go ahead and clear out for Sunday. This is a new look at the run for how much rainfall we may see, and it's definitely higher than it was from the previous run along the I-95 corridor, as much as 2 inches, and elsewhere an inch and a half to 2 inches. So some significant rain for us starting early to mid-afternoon Friday and continuing at least heavy through midday Saturday and then gradually starting to taper off. Temperatures will be cool with it too. 72 today will be by far the warmest day of the week. Friday 58, Saturday 62, and even with some sunshine Sunday, we'll keep it in the upper 50s, but a little milder for early next week. Brian?
It is 8:15 right now. We've been watching a crash, a few crashes out there in Wake County causing some pretty big delays. First of all, some good news in Apex. That earlier crash on US 1 northbound right around 55. Maybe over on the right shoulder, kind of hard to tell from the cameras, but we're not seeing the backups we were seeing earlier. Maybe a little bit of a slowdown right through the 540 interchange on US 1 northbound, but that should clear up pretty quickly. We are, however, seeing some delays on 55 in both directions there as you try to get on to US 1. An earlier crash on 440 westbound around Capitol Boulevard just cleared a couple of minutes ago. That right shoulder now is open. All lanes are open through that side of Raleigh, and right now on the westbound side of 440, we're only measuring a 9-minute backup from 87 out toward Capitol Boulevard. You see, if you can pick it up from Capitol, you're in good shape heading toward Six Forks Road. Picking up some more significant delays, though, on the south side of Raleigh, there's a report of a minor crash on 40 westbound right around South Saunders Street, contributing to some of this at least. About a 23-minute backup right now from 440 out toward the US 1 interchange. Pick it up from the Gorman Street exit, and you're in good shape heading out toward US 1. And over on the NC State campus, or near the NC State campus and Meredith College campus, a crash at Hillsboro near Gorman. Starting to see some pretty heavy delays on that northbound side of Gorman Street. In Garner, 401 northbound, still seeing a little bit of a slowdown approaching Old Stage Road after an earlier crash. In Durham, we're watching backups on both directions of 885 right now, about a 5 or 6 minute delay on either side.
Thank you, Brian. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling on Israel to prioritize the protection of civilians in its war against Hamas. During a visit to the Philippines yesterday, Blinken also implored Israel to provide more assistance to what he called a, quote, horrific humanitarian situation for women, for children and men.
100% of the population in Gaza is at severe levels of acute food insecurity. That's the first time an entire population has been so classified.
Blinken also urged Israel to have a plan for Gaza after the war. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address Senate Republicans during a closed-door conference over video. This comes as Senate Republicans have rallied around Netanyahu after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called Netanyahu an obstacle to peace last week.
Seven crew members are dead after a South Korean tanker capsized off an island in southwestern Japan early today. The Japanese Coast Guard said it rescued nine crew members. Two of them are alive, and there still are two others missing. They got some distress calls from that chemical tanker, and by the time they got there, it had flipped over and was sinking. The conditions of those two crew members rescued there are not yet known.
And more breaking news. The start of Major League Baseball season is not being delayed despite a bomb threat against the LA Dodgers and their star, Shohei Ohtani. The first pitch for this morning's game between the Dodgers and San Diego Padres happened just after 6 a.m. in South Korea. It came hours after police in Seoul got the threat against the stadium. Police say they found no dangerous or suspicious activity, and the game was allowed to go on as planned. National crime rates are actually dropping. That's according to a new report from the FBI. The data is from approximately 13,000 law enforcement agencies that cover more than 80% of the country. The FBI says crime declined significantly in the fourth quarter of 2023 in almost every category. That includes murder, violent crime, and property crime. The drop continues in a downward trend since the pandemic. The FBI's final data on 2023 crime will come out this October.
3 months after actor Jonathan Majors was found guilty of assaulting his ex-girlfriend, the actor is now facing a lawsuit over the same allegations. A lawsuit filed on Tuesday, Grace Jabari accuses the actor of assault and defamation dating back to 2021. Majors was found guilty in connection with an altercation that took place in an SUV in March of 2023. A lawsuit alleges Majors continued to deny committing the acts even after being convicted and made defamatory statements against Jabari. She's looking for $75,000, and Majors is scheduled to be sentenced April 8th.
New this morning, the head of the FAA is speaking out about the issues currently plaguing Boeing. The company is under a lot of scrutiny lately, ever since a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines jet mid-air back in January. In an exclusive interview with NBC News, Michael Whitaker says that he was troubled by the misguided culture when he recently toured a Boeing manufacturing facility.
Before going out on the floor of a manufacturing floor, you would expect a thorough safety briefing that wasn't part of the process. And then reviewing the floor expected a lot of conversation around quality assurance and safety. And again, that wasn't there. It was all about production. And there's nothing wrong with production, but it has to follow safety.
And Whitaker says he would not hesitate to shut down Boeing if any concerns arise about the safety of the planes leaving the factory. For its part, Boeing says the company is taking significant action to strengthen safety and quality at the company.
Home is where the heart is, but it's also where a lot of money goes, and a lot of Americans can barely afford one. During this election year, President Biden is revealing a host of new goals and policies, and Ted Lindner explains his administration hopes it'll provide some relief.
The rent is too damn high.
With rents and mortgages reaching for the sky, affordable housing has taken up prime real estate in many Americans' minds heading into the November presidential election.
For too many people, the dream of having a good home still feels out of reach.
The crisis has been years in the making. According to the latest data collected by Harvard University, half of all renters back in 2022 reported spending more than 30% of their income on rent. Economists say it makes it harder for people to save to buy a house in the future. During a Tuesday speech in Las Vegas, President Biden promised action.
My administration is cracking down on big corporations who break antitrust laws by price fixing to keep the rents up. Landlords should be competing to give folks the best deal, not conspiring to charge them more.
The commander-in-chief also touting efforts to tackle junk fees for renters, as well as offering financial relief for those looking to become homeowners.
I want to provide an annual tax credit that will give Americans $400 a month for the next 2 years as mortgage rates come down to put toward their mortgage when they buy their first home.
In the president's recent budget proposal for fiscal year 2025, Biden is also seeking $8 billion to help combat surging rates of homelessness.
My plan will also establish an innovative program to help communities build and renovate housing or convert housing from empty office spaces into housing.
But in the end, President Biden says it's critical more homes are built across the country.
The bottom line to lower housing costs for good is to build. I've cut red tape so more builders can get federal financing for the new projects.
That was Ted Lindner reporting there. What do you say to another Trader Joe's coming to the area? Put that on your grocery shopping list for Raleigh. Trader Joe's has plans to open a store in the Brennan Station Shopping Center off Creedmoor Road in North Raleigh. The new store will be at the intersection of Strickland Road, right next to Nancy's Pizzeria. No word yet on when the new store will open. Contractors, though, have been at that shopping center this week checking out the building.
Gas prices are hitting a new record in our next half hour. WRAL's Laura Levine explains the reason behind the hike and what we can expect at the pump this summer.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Roads are busy this morning. Brian Schrader tracking some backups in Apex. Brian.
On US 1 northbound, we thought this was starting to clear up as we take a look at that live camera at US 1 at 55. That northbound side seems to be flowing well, but there at the top of the screen, you see where it's slowing down heading out toward the 1010 road interchange. There are reports there may be another crash out there. Looks like it clears up pretty quickly, though, once you get toward 64 and Tryon Road. Also, still measuring some backups on the south side of Raleigh. Looking a lot better, though, on 40 westbound. There was a report of a minor crash around South Saunders Street. Now seeing just a 9-minute delay on 40 west between 440 out to the US 1 interchange, Elizabeth.
It's a pretty start this morning, but it is chilly. 42 in Wilson, 40 in Durham, and 43 in Fayetteville. Lots of sunshine across the area, but becoming breezy this afternoon. The whirligigs are starting to spin a little faster there in Wilson. Heading out the door, coat weather now, but you'll want to shed those coats later on as our temperatures climb into the low 70s this afternoon. Out with the dogs this evening, temperatures will be nice and mild in the mid-60s.
Thanks, Elizabeth. First Lady Jill Biden will be in Durham today. She'll be in the area to highlight the Biden administration's investments in women's health research. This is her second campaign stop in the Triangle this year. And we now know who UNC will play in their first round game tomorrow. The Seahawks from Wagner College moved on in the opening game of the tournament. They held off a late comeback from Howard University. Tomorrow's game is at 2:45 in Charlotte. Next on Fox 50, why surging gas prices are playing a key role in today's Federal Reserve meeting. And up next on Today, Coco Gauff is launching a new special project.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Dry conditions with the breeze later this afternoon means increased fire danger. I'll show you what you can do to help keep that danger down.
Gas prices are up for a third straight week. We'll tell you how much it's costing to fill up your tank in North Carolina and what's causing the latest trend.
First Lady Joe Biden will be in the Triangle today. The new White House initiative she's speaking about that aims to improve women's health research. 8:30 is the time right now. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here as we get things going for you inside the WRL studio. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're expecting a really nice day today. Temperature's going to warm up nicely, but there is an increased fire danger that Elizabeth is talking about. She's showing us exactly where that is. We have to be careful today.
You know, it feels really comfortable when our dew point or our humidity is really low, but it also, this time of year, with some wind added to it, can make for fire danger. And so low humidity and breezy conditions this afternoon mean that fires could spread quickly if they develop. So you're just discouraged from doing any outdoor burning for it today and even tomorrow likely as well. We take a live look in Warrenton, looking beautiful, that gorgeous blue sky there, 40 degrees in the Triangle. Our wind is out of the southwest. Our temperatures are close to as cold as they were this time yesterday. But this afternoon, with that southwesterly wind all day, should usher in some warmer temperatures. Right now, our wind is mainly around 5 to 10 miles per hour coming out of the southwest. We'll see some gusts this morning, up to around 15, and then gusting 20 to 25 later this afternoon. And again, that will increase our fire danger, but should also increase our temperature since the air is coming out of the southwest. Temperatures right now mostly in the low to mid 40s, so we're already starting to see our temperatures climbing just a touch, and we're on our way into the low 70s with sunshine and breezy conditions this afternoon. Still on track for some rain for part of Saturday and part of Friday. I'll show you how it's looking coming up, Brian.
It's 8:32 right now, Elizabeth, and we're watching some delays out there as we take a look at those live sensors. Just just in, that crash over on the eastern side of Wake County in Zebulon on 64 westbound, right around the Highway 96 interchange. A little bit of a backup there, but it clears up fairly quickly once you get through that 96 interchange. Also getting reports of a crash on Atlantic Avenue near Hodges Street on the northern side of Central Raleigh. Not seeing any big delays showing up just yet on the sensors through that area. We've been watching some slowdowns in Apex on US 1 northbound. Had an earlier crash right around the 55 interchange, and it looks like there's still some activity on the right shoulder there. So it's slowing down between 540 and 55, and it's a little sluggish through 1010 Road. But once you get up to 64 and Tryon Road heading into Cary, US 1 northbound is looking a lot better, and it's a smooth ride from there up to Cary Parkway. Looking a little better also on 885 in Durham, both directions seeing between a 3 and 5 minute delay. That is starting to come down a little bit, getting a little better on that trip between I-40 up toward the 147 interchange. Here's a look at your major approaches into Raleigh right now. There's that 10-minute delay on US 1 northbound coming in from Apex through Cary, and out of Wake Forest this morning, some congestion on southbound Capitol Boulevard, adding up to about a 15-minute delay between 98 and the 540 interchange.
Thanks, Brian. Happening today, First Lady Jill Biden is coming to the Triangle. She'll be talking at RTP about women's health research. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is at RDU, where the First Lady will arrive later today. Kelsey, this comes after President Joe Biden signs an executive order on this topic.
Michelle, it sure does, and the First Lady's plane will be landing here in just a few hours. She'll be headed to the RTP area to share a speech later today. This is a look at the first time, or rather the last time, First Lady Biden landed at RDU in January. She was here for a campaign fundraising event in Raleigh. Today, she will speak about a White House initiative on women's health research. On Monday, President Biden signed an executive order. It will prioritize funding and research for women's health issues like menopause, arthritis, and heart disease. It will also target issues specifically affecting women in the military. The First Lady will visit Arlington, Virginia today ahead of her visit to the Triangle. We'll have a crew here at RDU standing by waiting for her to arrive. You can live stream her landing and her speech today on WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live at RDU.
Oh, it's campaign season, too. This visit from the First Lady is happening ahead of a visit from President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris next week. Countdown is on for the 2024 presidential election. WRL conducted an exclusive news poll just after the primary. 50% of likely voters said they would back Republican Donald Trump, while 45% said they would support Democrat Biden. Now, you can find more results from our exclusive WRL poll on the NC Capitol section of WRL.com.
Wake County Leadership Academy students will no longer be taking classes at St. Augustine's University. The school board voted last night to end the decade-long agreement with the university at the end of the school year. Wake County students got to attend the university to earn college credit for free. It was paid for by the state. The university is having financial troubles and faces losing its accreditation. Students and parents say they want a new university partner.
We are pleading with you to fight for us, to fix the problem that never had to exist in the first place. And please try to expedite this process.
Wake County School Superintendent Robert Taylor plans to look for a new university partner. He says they'll arrange for students to take classes at Wake Technical Community College next year.
Also, Michelle, today, Durham Public Schools will get one step closer to finding a new superintendent. The board will hold a special meeting today to interview firms to help lead the superintendent search process. That meeting gets started at 5 this evening. Right now, former Wake Schools Superintendent Caddy Moore is serving as interim superintendent.
Today, we'll learn if interest rates will be cut. Analysts predict the Federal Reserve will announce that this afternoon, that it's all holding them steady. Global and domestic issues will impact their decision. The war in Ukraine and the Middle East, unrest affect oil and food markets globally. Domestic issues like the auto worker strike, government shutdown worries, and the Silicon Valley Bank collapse are factors. That has economists predicting the Fed will cut interest rates this summer.
Rising price at the gas pump will be another issue the Fed will be considering today. And gas prices are higher than they were at this time a year ago, which plays into inflation. WRL's Laura Levine found prices have been going up for weeks now.
And gas prices are rising for a third straight week. Right now, we are here at this Valero and Carry with the price at $3.44. We were standing at the pump and saw someone fill up $47. That's how much it costed that driver to fill up 11 gallons. So the latest data from AAA this morning shows the national prices jumped another 2 cents overnight to $3.52. North Carolina is holding steady at $3.31. The last time gas prices were up on a year over year basis was late December in 2023, according to AAA. Gas Buddy says the reason stems from the season we're in. Gasoline demand is rising as more people are getting out, combined with the summer gasoline switchover and continued refinery maintenance. It happens every year as refineries shut down for maintenance and switch over to more expensive summer fuel. Another problem, Russian energy infrastructure has been targeted in the Russia-Ukraine war. So Gas Buddy says things should slow down in the next couple of weeks. We just have to keep an eye on it for now. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Cary.
Well, happening now in the WRAL Live Center, Wall Street is expected to open in the red this morning. Let's take a look at the big board. You can see the Dow futures in the red already this morning, off more than 36 points. Similarly with the S&P futures. The only one in the green this morning, the Nasdaq futures. Of course, investors are keeping an eye on day two of the Federal Reserve meeting in terms of what they will do in terms of interest rates. The Feds aren't expected to lower interest rates, but they'll be trying to read the tea leaves when Fed Chair Jerome Powell talks about what could come next. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here in Fox 50.
All right, thanks, Ken. NC State fans can now shop for some ACC championship gear in person. The few days wait for stores to receive their shipments was nothing compared to the decades Wolfpack fans have waited for their team to win the title.
It means everything, more than you know. I've been waiting since 1987 to see another one of these. Got to watch it with my son, who's a sophomore at NC State. Never seen it in his lifetime, so it was a very emotional win for us as a family and for all the fans of Wolfpack Nation. So I'm sure we're going to be selling a lot of these T-shirts this week.
NC State, UNC, and Duke play their first round games tomorrow. You can track the games with live updates, times, and TV information on the interactive bracket on WREL.com. Just search bracket.
It took a few overnight hours to get it figured out, but the next Mega Millions jackpot will be worth nearly $1 billion. The lottery announced at about 3 o'clock this morning. No one had matched all the numbers in last night's drawing. Top prize for Friday's drawing is now $977 million. Ooh, and those winning numbers, 24, 46, 49, 62, 66. The Mega Ball was 7, the Mega Plier 2. And the next drawing is Friday night at 11 o'clock on WREL. Also, you saw on that sign that we got video of, a huge Powerball jackpot is also up for grabs. That's tonight. No one hit it during Monday night's drawing. So tonight's Powerball jackpot, $687 million. You can watch that drawing on WREL at 11 o'clock. We're 20 minutes before 9 on your Wednesday, and today is World Happiness Day. But most Americans are not as happy as before. Coming up, the reason why the U.S. no longer ranks in the top 20 of the happiest countries. I'm doing something about that today.
And the Beehive is getting their first look at the cover of Beyoncé's new album. Coming up, what the singer says about her inspiration behind her latest work.
And we head off to break. We have this live look, sunshine, a little bit of wind, the Wilson Whirly gigs. Sunny skies on tap for most of us today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tells us when we can expect that pollen to get washed away by some rain.
Welcome back on your Wednesday morning, 8:45 right now. Cloudy start out there. It's going to feel nice. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Rocky Mount Mills. A couple clouds in the sky, but it's pretty out there.
It really is. We've got blue sky everywhere. Taking a look at Rocky Mount Mills, lots of sunshine here. Our temperatures have been chilly this morning, but our wind is coming out of the southwest, and so that's going to help to push some warmer air into the region as we get through the day today. 40 right now. Our dew point is at 30. It's starting to creep up a little bit. When we have a low dew point, it means that our air mass is dry. And we've been talking about the fact that this dry air mass plus some breezy conditions this afternoon means we have high fire danger. So you're encouraged to not do any outdoor burning today. Maybe move it ahead a day or two. Our wind speeds right now starting to pick up compared to earlier this morning, mainly 5 to 10 miles per hour. We can expect those gusts to pick up this afternoon too, 20 to 25. And at some point, there could be a few instances where we're gusting up to 30 miles per hour. But it should feel pretty comfortable this afternoon if you're not in the wind. 72 in Raleigh, 71 Durham, and 73 in Fayetteville with mostly sunny skies. Our wind direction right now is southwesterly. That should continue to warm things up, but it will be short-lived. This cold front comes swinging through, and watch what happens as we get into Thursday morning. We see those winds shifting to come out of the north and pushes all that cool air back in. So we are looking at temperatures dropping about 10 degrees for tomorrow afternoon compared to today because of that switch in the wind. Our normal high is 64. 72 today will easily be the warmest day that we see in the next 7. And with all the sunshine, it would be a great day to spend some time outside if you can. For tomorrow, we're cooler at 61. And then we'll keep it in the upper 50s and low 60s over the weekend. The rain increases on Friday and sticks around for a good bit of Saturday as well. This is a look at where our temperatures are headed, at least in terms of our normals, as we're getting into spring. Today's the first full day of spring with our normal high in the mid 60s. But we jump on up in a month, all the way into, say, 73 and then to 80 by May 15th. So we do see those temperatures warming up pretty rapidly during the spring. It's not that even stair step, however. It, you know, it does more of this up and down and up and down as we're making that transition from winter to summer. Of course, part of that transition is that yellow pine pollen that makes such a mess. Our tree pollen is high. Pollen counts today for mulberry, oak, and maple, and of course, pine that you see all over the place. And it'll likely be with us for another 3 or 4 weeks. We do have the wet weather on the way for the weekend. Expect some rain during the afternoon on Friday, up through the afternoon on Saturday. The heaviest rain may be late Friday night into the first half of Saturday, but we may end up with some scattered showers all the way through the afternoon Saturday. Right now, it looks dry on Sunday, but cool with a high of just 58. Brian?
8:46, Elizabeth. Want to update you on the delays we've been watching on US 1 northbound through Apex. Again, right around 55, it looks okay, but there at the top of the screen, you can see where it's slowing down around the 1010 Road interchange. Taking a look at those latest live sensor readings for the ride out of Apex through Cary, about an 8-minute delay on US 1 northbound. We're seeing about an 18-minute delay on southbound Capitol Boulevard. Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest between 98 and the 540 interchange. No crashes out there. That's just congestion as you head down toward Capitol or toward 540. Once you get through that 540 interchange, everything's moving along pretty well till you hit some backups related to slowdowns on 440. Those are ramp delays there on southbound Capitol Boulevard that begin right around that Capitol-Lewisburg Road merge heading down toward the Trawick Road area and beyond. Also about a 3-minute slowdown on southbound 87 coming in from Knightdale back toward the Beltline. Look out for some sun glare delays on 40 eastbound this morning through South Durham. Backups from 751 out to Fayetteville Road. Once you hit 55 and 885, traffic's flowing pretty well.
Easter is almost here, and that means lots of egg hunts in the area. WRAL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has a roundup of where to find the Easter Bunny and local egg hunts happening this weekend. Kathy, how many egg hunts are actually happening? I can only imagine so many.
So many. Okay, so more than 15 are on our list right now for this weekend. Okay, right now on WRAL.com's family section, we have your guide to all the Easter fun. We even have a list of Easter basket ideas that aren't all candy. I love that list.
That's amazing. Okay, so 15 different Easter egg hunts. What egg hunts are happening in Raleigh?
Okay, here are a few to check out. Okay, we've got the Great Extravaganza. It's happening Friday at Briar Creek Community Center from 6 to 7:30 p.m. It's for children ages 12 years and younger. So we've got that. We've also got the annual Mordecai Egg Hunt that's happening Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Historic Park. And then there's the Spring Jamboree happening at Pullen Park from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. And that's going to be a lot of fun. That's kind of a digital scavenger egg hunt. Your $10 ticket includes like a train ride, a ride in the carousel, and a photo opt with the bunny.
I love that. And where are some other egg hunts that people can check out?
Okay, so Apex, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, Cary, Clayton, Durham, Garner, pretty much everywhere.
Wow.
Roseville, Fuquay, Verino, Wake Forest, Edlin. Everywhere's got an egg hunt this weekend.
I love it so much. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun for the whole family, too, no matter what age you are. And you can see a full list of those Easter egg hunts by going to WREL.com and searching keyword egg hunt. Thanks, Kathy.
We're following some breaking news overseas. We're just getting word into our newsroom that Ireland's prime minister stepping down in what is being considered a surprise move. Leo Varadkar will hold a news conference just a short time from now. He's expected to talk about why he's stepping down. But at this point, no one saw this coming. This resignation, though, does not trigger a new election. He could be replaced by another leader from his party. Now, back in 2017, he became the first gay prime minister of Ireland in a once staunch Catholic country. This is a story we'll no doubt be monitoring here in the newsroom throughout the day. Look for updates here in the WRA Live Center.
Ken, thanks. Today is World Happiness Day, and a new report is showing some Americans aren't as happy compared to other people in other countries. Now, according to World Happiness Report, the U.S. is now ranked 23rd in happiness, down from its 15th spot last year. The drop is due to a decline in happiness among all age groups, particularly young adults. The survey found a similar trend for young adults in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Finland took the top spot for happiness, now for the 7th year in a row, Michelle.
Wow, happy country. Well, the next time you head to the grocery store, you might not be so happy. You want to know the produce with the high levels of pesticides. According to this year's Shopper's Guide to Pesticides and Produce, about 95% of non-organic strawberries, leafy greens, grapes, peaches and pears contained pesticides. They're called the Dirty Dozen, along with nectarines, apples, peppers, cherries, berries, and green beans. Most of the testing was done by the Department of Agriculture. Pesticides have been linked to birth defects and cancer. You can reduce pesticide levels by cleaning your produce. A UNC athlete is suing the NCAA. The tennis player is not able to accept prize money in certain tournaments because of an NCAA rule. Reese Brantmeyer is the face of the lawsuit. It argues that a student athlete should not be defined by where they make their money. For context, Brantmeyer competed in the 2022 U.S. Open and was entitled to nearly $50,000, but was limited to $10,000 because of NCAA rules. The lawsuit seeks to end the NCAA prize money restrictions and would impact all Division I athletes in individual sports like tennis, golf, and swimming. The NCAA has not responded to WREL's request for comment.
Our Teacher of the Week is helping kindergartners learn two languages. WRL's Brian Schrader takes us to Lee County to meet an energetic educator who says she relies on parents to ensure student success.
Hirafa, hirafa.
Paula Matayana is a native of Colombia. Her sister is a teacher, and that inspired Matayana to follow in her footsteps.
I started working as a teacher with preschool. That was my first work, and I really love working in that area.
This is her second year at Tramway Elementary, teaching dual language immersion to kindergartners.
You can see that they are working, they are writing, they are learning, and it made me feel really happy.
A mother told me that her son had some attention issues in the first grade, and Ms. Matayana volunteers to tutor him after school a couple of days a week. Matayana says she's always working with parents to ensure her students succeed.
This nomination is just thanks to how we have been working together. So that's for them too.
UWRL Teacher of the Week, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Let's clap our hands for Ms. Matayana.
In Sanford, I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
A dedication, a big deal. If you would like to nominate a teacher, you can go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
The Beehive is getting their first look at the new cover of Beyoncé's latest album. The singer shared the first look of her new album, Cowboy Carter. She also teased many surprises, including collaborations with other artists. The album comes out March 29th.
And we're going to head to break right now with this look.